Listener Production.
Hello there, Damien Carbon with your news briefing. Australia's Governor-General says there are lessons we can all take from the 70-year reign of Queen Elizabeth. David Hurley addressing a National Day of Mourning service at Parliament House in Canberra this morning following the one-minute silence.
Amongst the sadness, though, it is also a day of reflection and celebration. A day to recognise what it means to have lived in the second Elizabethan age. To ponder what lessons we can and should draw in the months and years to come.
Premier Mark McGowan was also in attendance alongside Prime Minister Anthony Albanese. A 31-year-old man has been granted bail after appearing in Perth court this morning, charged over an alleged hit-and-run incident in our southern suburbs. It follows the discovery of a woman with serious injuries on Tuesday night in bushland near Valentine's Drive in Greenfields. Crash investigators are looking into how a motorbike rider was killed in Perth South overnight. The rider tragically died at the scene after colliding with a white four-wheel drive on Raleigh Road in Wandi at about 9 p.m. Police say the vehicle flipped on impact. Overseas, the Foreign Affairs Minister has condemned Vladimir Putin's nuclear threat, calling it unthinkable and irresponsible. The Russian president has made an address to his nation announcing the escalation of forces and conscription of soldiers. Speaking in New York, Penny Wong has called out the Kremlin's sham referendum and says it's time for the conflict to end.
Russia alone is responsible for this illegal and immoral war.
In sport, all eyes on Buddy Franklin ahead of this Saturday's AFL Grand Final against the Cats. The former Hawk has trained well all week. Sydney assistant Jared McVeigh was this morning asked if the Hawthorn scandal had affected him in any way.
Yeah, look, I don't think it is a distraction for Bud. He's fully focused on this week, re-signed this week, and we look forward to him playing well.
And the AFL has revealed the names set to take part in the grand final half-time sprint. Carl Warner for the Dockers and Patrick Naish for the Eagles.